Really excited to have this guy back in on the show with us. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline and welcome in former Razorback quarterback, great Tyler Wilson. Tyler, it's been a while, man. It's good to have you back on. How's life been treating you, my man?
Man, it's good. Good to hear everybody. Good to hear everybody on your side as well. And I know we got a football season kicked off here, so you guys are kind of back in the saddle. I know the other sports carry the weight, but nothing like football. So everybody's back in the zone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I want to start right there with you, Tyler, because a lot of people have been trying to make sense out of that game against Portland State for Arkansas. Some people saw it concerning, other people.
Deep, 7 yard.
One for Arkansas against Portland State. What did you make out of that?
Well, first of all, you know, it's the first game of the season. And typically when you play one of these opponents, a lesser opponent, they're going to come at you with a lot of unorthodox looks and some different things that maybe you didn't even prepare for. And you really, on both sides, you don't know what to prepare for. You know, Chad Morris has said over and over again that this was a very vanilla game for them. But I was honestly, I'd had an expectation that Arkansas was going to run the board with them. And that was not the case. So probably a little bit of a surprise from that aspect. And I think if you had to just gloss over the execution portion, nowhere near what I think a lot of people here in Arkansas expected in terms of the product and in terms of execution and being crisp. And so a lot of work between week one and week two, and here we are at the end of week, the first week of college football, and we got an SEC opponent ahead of us who's also struggling. So an interesting matchup here moving into week two.
Tyler, I don't know how many practices you went to, in the camp. I know, players had access to it, former players had access to it that the media didn't have. But I'm interested. I think a lot of our audience be interested into knowing what you think about the quarterback battle. And Ben Hicks and Nick Starkel got to see both in game one. What's your opinion on this quarterback battle right now between these two?
I really hoped that, with what we saw last year, in the first three or four ball games, indecision in regards to who was going to play quarterback wasn't what anybody enjoyed watching or being a part of. And so you hope that they settle on a decision and you have a guy sooner rather than later. But both guys, I mean, Ben Hicks, a guy they're familiar with. They've said that over and over again. Obviously, the familiarity back to SMU. Starkel, you see the upside and you get another year with him. And so from a development perspective, I think Chad Morris, Joe Craddock, maybe more so Chad Morris, thinks maybe Starkle's the guy. I look at when they implemented Starkel in the game against Portland State, very interesting. It wasn't at the start of a drive. Well, it was the start of a drive, but it wasn't at the 20-yard line going out. It was at the 18-yard line going in. And they dial up a play, which is a pretty aggressive pass play, throw the ball, down the middle of the field. And unfortunately you get a forced error there by Starkel and an interception, which, it seemed like Chad Morris was putting him in a position there where he throws a touchdown, an aggressive play call, and then everybody's chanting Starkel's name for the rest of the day.
Speaking with Tyler Wilson via the Cherokee Casino Hotline here on the Morning Rush. Tyler, I want to ask you about this whole vanilla thing. Because this rubbed people the wrong way when Chad Moore said that they went really vanilla with the offense, very base offense against Portland State, and that may have been some of the reasons why it was not looking so polished and pretty as what people have hoped. When you were playing at Arkansas, was there something to be said? Like, what does it mean to be vanilla? And if there is something to be said about it, what did vanilla mean to you as a quarterback in your offense when you were playing at Arkansas?
I think when you're coaching, and I've never coached for a living, I've played for a bunch of guys that coached for livings, and I was able to pick up on their mentalities from time to time and the game plan virtually week to week for over 5 years in college and then 3 years in the NFL. And I watched how we prepared for preseason games in the NFL. I watched how we prepared and was very involved in that at Arkansas. And I saw a team from the Big Sky Conference come in here, Portland State, with some with players that virtually were not recruited at all, and they lined up across from us, man-to-man coverage with the safety in the middle. And I was surprised that we never tested their athletes one-on-one down the football field on a man-to-man coverage go route. You know, there was no balls thrown over 35 or 40 yards down the football field where you can let a much more recruited player, three- or a four-star player, go up against a guy that virtually was unrecruited to make a play to try to at least ignite and separate yourself early in the football game. I'm good with vanilla, but I'm also good with beating Portland State by a good amount and making your fan base feel comfortable in the direction of the program. So, you know, those are things, you know, to me watching, it was almost insulting that the team was coming in, or I would feel insulted if I was playing, that somebody's coming in playing, feeling like they can play me man-to-man coverage and us not take advantage of it.
Morning Rush brought to you in part by Williams Tractor, who has the nonstop workhorse for your nonstop world with the PowerStar utility tractors. Six models to choose from, 64 to 117 engine horsepower. See them for yourself at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville, Berryville, and Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas and Rogers. So we're talking about deep shots down the field. What do you think about these young wide receivers and the mismatches, Tyler, that they could create throughout this year? What are you seeing in this young talent at wide receiver versus last year where Arkansas was at wide receiver?
Well, I wish I could tell you more. I get up every day and go to work, so I'm not there at the facility. And I wanted to see a lot of that on Saturday. Unfortunately, nobody did. You know, what you hear is that you're much more talented. What you see is you've got a little more speed and you've got some physicality, but I hadn't really seen anybody make a play after a catch. I hadn't seen anybody get yards after a catch right now. I haven't seen that real explosion in a game setting. I'd hope to see it, you know, 10 times on Saturday. You know, and again, back to vanilla, I'm not going to keep harping on this, but I do think, you know, hey, there's some bit of vanilla reverses, trick plays. I mean, I get not unveiling a lot of the stuff that you've got in store for SEC opponents, but, you know, letting your players, letting some of these young wide receivers that you're talking about run one-on-one go route, that's not exposing, or that's not showing anything that you're pulling out of your hat. So, you know, I hope this weekend that we can see what you're talking about, Tommy, that we've got some young players that can go up and make plays and compete one-on-one with other SEC talent.
Tyler, it's Clay. You know, that was the question that I asked after the game, and I was curious to the pre-snap look, which looked like man-to-man, which is what Portland State played last year. And Chad Morris and Joe Craddock and quarterback all said that the pre-snap look was to call the go route, and the post-snap look is that they rolled their safeties back, and they had two safeties over the corners, and the play was a check down, and that they were not playing their, you know, their strong safety looked like he was playing run, and they rolled him post-snap back into the middle of the field, which called for the run, and that's why they ran for 200 yards. And they probably, in hindsight, wished that they would have gone ahead and enforced some go routes, but they knew they'd be forcing them into, you know, two high safeties, you know, the cover two look. And that was not the way they played last year. They played almost all man, but they flipped that around and played almost all zone and played their middle linebacker 8 yards deep. And it sure looked like they could run in the alleys and with how they were set up. And so, you know, maybe they messed with their rules a little bit. And I think you probably understand that terminology.
You hit it on the head. And again, not every look for the entire game was man coverage. And that makes total sense, Clay. You know, their pre-snap was press coverage on the outside with the safety in the middle, and so it looked like man-to-man coverage with the safety. And then there was a good portion of that where they would disguise that and go into a zone coverage, some with two safeties, and they would roll to it in a funky look, or they'd roll to it with almost a cloud, where it'd be cover three. So they were showing man and rolling to zone, but there were also even in cover three. I mean, it's not a great look to throw goal balls in or deep balls in, and I'm sure with the options that the quarterbacks have in this offense, you've got to be able to read pre and post snap.
You got
and pre snap. You know, pre snap tells you to, hey, this is man to man coverage. I might have a chance to throw a go ball here. And then post coverage, they're rolling in the zone, and you know it's telling you rule wise, I got to hand this ball off. And that's what's interesting though is they were playing us a zone and they were dropping another guy in, which made running the ball somewhat difficult. And so it was probably, if I'm applauding Portland State, a pretty good game plan, knowing Chad Morris's system and knowing what the quarterbacks were reading and giving us kind of a funky look that we were not prepared for. So, I mean, if that's the way you look at it, maybe you give an applaud to Portland State and you have that. You know, I go back to some of the early games that I played in, Louisiana Monroe, upset us in Little Rock. I didn't play the back half of that game, but the first half of the game where they ended up knocking me out and I had a concussion, they were giving some very, very unorthodox looks that totally messed with our rules and assignments. And, it takes a half to try to figure that out. And you can really do one of two things as a coaching staff when they're messing with your rules. You can say, all right, guys, we're going to force stuff. We're going to do stuff we don't practice. We're going to make adjustments against what we coach every day. Or we can just say we're going to run what we do, and it might not look pretty, but we're a better team than them, so we're going to find a way to win.
Speaking with Tyler Wilson, former Razorback quarterback, great here on the Morning Rush via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Tyler, I also want to ask you about the tempo, because I feel like this might be a misconception from a lot of fans when they hear about Chad Morris of all about tempo, tempo, tempo. They haven't really been able to see any of the fast-paced, hurry-up, no-huddle, full-tilt boogie type of offense where not necessarily just the play calls themselves, but getting up to the line quickly, not doing the huddle, just making these plays get really fast and try to get the defense off of their toes. Is that something that also is going to be, I mean, is it going to take some time to get to that point where you're a little surprised that we haven't seen much of that yet, or is that something that's part of the vanilla package? I know we keep bringing it up, but the vanilla thing where they didn't want to go too fast, they wanted to scale that back a little bit as well.
Yeah, I think, again, it's and Clay, having you on the show this morning is so valuable, and I enjoy communicating with you about that, and Tommy and John are in a great spot to continue this conversation this morning. But I think the vanilla aspect of it, you've had 2 years with Chad Morris. The first year you had Cole Kelly and Ty Story, of which you were working with and trying to teach the offense. Both those guys are no longer in the program. You've had new guys come into the program with Starkle and Hicks. And although Hicks is familiar with the offense, he's still in reboot mode. I'm not sure that Chad Morris is still where he wants to be with this thing, with as much turnover as he had, a year ago, in terms of, where we're at in terms of install versus where we're at last year. We're much further along, but still nowhere near what he'd probably like to be. And so when I think of the go fast mode, you're wanting to try to run what you have good before you go super fast. But I would say if we don't see it this week, I'm curious to know when we will see it, because that's 90% of how to run this system really, really good is going fast and making sure the defense is not prepared and they're not aligned and you catch them off guard. That's the beauty of the spread no huddle system.
Yeah, Tyler, I think that one of the reasons, and you'll get this, everybody thinks it's the quarterback that is the key to going fast. The key is for young wide receivers to know how to line up, make sure their splits are right, they're taking advantage of what the defense is aligned in with getting their splits right. And then the constant shuffle that they've had in the offensive line, I mean, you can only go as fast as those guys can pick up, all right, who's there, I've got to block this guy, what are the protections? And I think that's what's slowing them down more than anything. And I mean, I there ain't any question that, Hicks and, Starkle can go fast.
Do they have five linemen that can play eight plays in a row?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, are they getting their calls down? Well, and do they understand the calls? And, you know, sometimes you can see they're looking back at the quarterback and then they're looking at each other and then they're redoing their calls. And that might not be the right terminology, but getting set up front and making sure they're not going to turn somebody loose. I mean, that'll slow a quarterback down. You never liked to be on your back, did you, Tyler?
No, Clay, you know, and you'll probably relate to this. I came in with, it was in my junior year, I came in with a bunch of guys, a bunch of wide receivers that were familiar, some offensive linemen that had played a lot. And we'd break the huddle or no huddle, and I felt very confident that we knew what we were doing. And every player on the field felt that or knew that. And that's one thing. And then my senior year was a very different story. I broke the huddle, and there was a lot of eyeballs that were kind of wondering, you know, is this the right side of the field I'm supposed to line up on? And there, you know, there were some housekeeping things that had to go on there that were made from a quarterback perspective, made you feel a little uneasy. And when you're trying to go fast and you've got young players on the field, it's hard for a quarterback to feel very confident, one, and hard for everybody else to feel confident because the brain's running at about 100 miles an hour and you're about 75% sure you're doing the right thing. And that's not a good situation to be in. And I think all these young guys are trying to absorb that information, again, beyond just Ben Hicks and Starkle. It's these wide receivers, and it's the offensive line. And one of the things from an offensive line perspective that I've seen is it's a really vanilla with protections. I mean, they're pretty. We're not super sophisticated. We're stand protection, allowing the running back to come back and pick things up. So we're not changing a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage. We're making it pretty vanilla, but especially the wide outs. I think that's one of these things with as much that's involved in this offense. There's a lot of people that have to understand what's going on at a high level and in order to play real fast.
Tyler Wilson, former Razorback quarterback. Always appreciate you hopping on with us, Tyler. I'm sure we'll be having more conversations with you as the season goes on. Enjoy your weekend, man. We'll catch up with you, all right?
Yeah. All right. Let's go get a win.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, simple as that. Just go get a win.
Hey, if you don't have TV all set up for tomorrow night, or maybe you're heading out to Deer Camp in a few weeks and you know you want to be able to watch all your favorite football games and watch the Razorbacks when you're on the go, you need a new Tailgater unit from World of Wireless. Right now they have several refurbished models that they've got that are under $100 a month, and they've got all the latest in the Tailgater portable satellite system technology as well. Check all of that out at World of Wireless. TV on the go. It only weighs 8 pounds. It's easy to set up, and it takes all the hassle out of a dish and L&B and trying to align that at your tailgate. 877-305-DISH. That's 877-305-3474 for World Wireless.
That was really fascinating, his comments about the vanilla offense and the type of style and strategy that they were trying to do. It seemed like he fully understood it and felt like that, you know, it's something that's completely understandable from this coaching staff as well.
Yeah, I wanted to throw this in. We're working on this high school book project. Tyler's one of the all-time quarterbacks on our team. And, I mean, it's not a first team, second team, third team, but he was a really easy pick from back in those Greenwood days. And you know, Tyler is one of my favorites. I mean, it's just I just had so many good experiences sitting and talking with him. And his dad, Don, you know, sometimes we'd be at practice and we'd gravitate, and then all at once – you know, we're talking about fishing. Good fisherman there.
Don's an old college basketball player himself.
Yeah, yep. I mean, and he was a dandy. I mean, tough and I think he told
looks
me
like
some,
an offensive lineman.
Yeah, and every once in a while, Tyler would tell me stories about the way he was raised, and that's like, yeah, he's a pretty tough dad.
Yeah.
Tyler turned out pretty good with whatever Don gave him.
Yeah, absolutely.